Number one, studying abroad.
So you've been accepted into that university in Paris. I bet you'll be brushing up on your French this summer.
Well, I'm fairly fluent thanks to having stayed in the country with my aunt each summer for the past few years. I've been keeping in regular contact with my cousins over there too. It's the written work that'll probably take some getting used to.
Well, you're a good student. What about the culture and lifestyle?
I'll admit it's something new, and some foreign students do find it tough at first. But it's not as if I'm going to another world.
Number two, ordering food.
I'm too tired to cook. Let's have takeout.
That new pizza place wasn't bad, and it wasn't too pricey as I remember.
They had some good offers, I suppose, and they didn't overcook it. I can't stand it when the base is too hard.
Just make mine a large. The medium was nowhere near enough for me.
Yeah, that would save you taking some of my slices.
Number three, in the office.
Did you see that girl they interviewed for the vacant secretarial position?
Yes, apparently. She's got all the right qualifications and stands a good chance of getting the job.
I see, but you know how old-fashioned Mr. Grimes is, though. Would he actually hire a personal assistant with such brightly dyed hair?
I know he likes to keep things to himself, but rumor has it that it won't be an issue.
I don't know where you get your information, but you usually get it right.
Number four, in a store.
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a new cell phone for my daughter. I was just going to look at the prices of this brand over here.
Okay. We do have several other brands that are particularly popular among young people. Have you seen the ones over here? I can show you how to work them.
I'm hardly old, young man, and I do know what I'm looking for and at what sort of price. I'll just carry on browsing over here, thank you.
Right. I'll be over here if you need anything.
Number five. On the subway.
Excuse me, sir. Am I on the right line to get to Grand Central?
You should change at Times Square. Then you'll only be a couple of stops away.
Right, thanks. I'm new in town. I know the subway is quick, but there are so many different routes.
Someone will always know, but if you just pick up one of those pocket-sized maps, all those colored lines will start to make sense in no time. It beats getting stuck in a cab in the streets.
Number six, packing for a vacation.
I think I'm ready. I can't wait to hit the slopes.
The forecast said that it would be bright, so we could get sunburned.
Right, I'll take the sunblock. Are you all packed?
I've just got to find my ski goggles.
I thought we agreed to hire all the equipment at the resort.
Yeah, except for that one thing. I like my own. They're really comfortable.
Number seven, an apology.
Hi there, Alan. I just want to say I was wrong earlier.
That's all right. I know you're under a lot of pressure at the moment.
I try and keep calm and polite, but I shouldn't have implied you weren't doing your best. You really have been putting in a lot of hours on this project. I hope we all get a little more in our bonuses.
Me too, but we can only hope the powers that be decide to appreciate us.
Number eight, a storm.
That was a terrible storm last night. Parts of the city are flooded, and many other areas still don't have power.
I suppose I was fortunate the water didn't reach my place, but it's tough having to do everything by candlelight. At least I've got a gas stove to make a warm cup of coffee.
Apparently, a lot of trees were uprooted, too.
Luckily, not on my street. If that oak in the yard came down, it would destroy my garage.